I wonder how many people, in a few months' time, will remember the lead-up to this age. In modern times, the prelude to war has often been economic problems. Gold has value, men's lives do not. In 2016, we see the threatened bank failures in China and in Germany. The banking problem in Europe is not confined to Germany's Deutsche Bank, but also to the Commerce Bank and to half a dozen banks in Italy. So looking back, what happened when Germany's Weimar Republic failed in 1933? The easy answer is that President von Hindenburg appointed Adolf Hitler as Chancellor of the German Reich. Hitler proclaimed the Third Reich, a socialist state. If nothing else, Hitler raised the German nation from the depths of despair and delivered a degree of prosperity to the whole nation. Certainly, this is not the whole story. There were the brown shirts, the black shirts, and the dreaded Gestapo. Hitler dictated and the Nazi machine enforced. The Third Reich demanded its living space and killed millions in the attempt to gain it. In setting the scene, I want to give a picture of what could happen in the short-term future. This is highly speculative, but also very possible, if not probable. Perhaps we should consider something else from 1933. In that year, H.G. Wells published his science fiction novel, The Shape of Things to Come. The novel predicted a Second World War, followed by social collapse and an age of robots and a space age. One could be excused for thinking that the 1979 dramatization as a motion picture foretold a Third World War, followed by an age of a totalitarian control, robots and a space age. And that sounds eerily like today, except that, as far as I can remember, in the H.G. Wells novel, there was nothing about a banking collapse. So he didn't mention anything about banking failure. And I use the word failure in the sense of a bank's becoming bankrupt. Today, banks simply do not fail. They just do not fail. But they are manipulated into such extreme conditions by money being siphoned off from the top by the people at the very top, and also by gambling in the gaming casino of the derivatives market. In the final analysis, the banks are deliberately made insolvent. Then, as a result, the banks steal from their customers by converting customer deposits into bank shares and bank stocks. And not only do they charge interest on their loans, but they now also begin charging interest on their deposits. So here we are. The banks are on the brink in 2016, and now they are ready to topple into the abyss. In a moment, we will turn to Luke 21 to read verses 28 to 31. If we consider the lead up to our time today, we notice that in modern times, the prelude to war has been economic problems. In 2016, we see the threatened bank failures in China and in Germany. Is that a repeat of what happened when Germany's Weimar Republic failed in 1933? We turn to Luke chapter 21 and read verses 29 to 32. We read the following. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and you know of yourselves that summer is nigh, even at the hand. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Now, over the past 12 months, we have seen world conditions descend to a point where we think it's now reached a point of no return. And it's even got beyond that point, even though many of us have thought that that happened years ago. There was a saying, it can only get worse. did. And now, when we think they can get no worse, we turn around and lo and behold, things have got worse. Something else so dire and disturbing has come to pass. The fig tree surely has put forth its tender leaves. We are living in an age of make-believe, because many people today no longer watch the news or read a reputable newspaper or news periodical, because they find the news so depressing and disturbing. There are wars and rumors of wars. There's religious confusion. There is famine and disease. The four horsemen are riding to an appointment with the future that is drawing closer by the hour. Now, if we drop down to verse 32 in Luke 21, we are told the timeline. But before we actually read that verse, I'd like to just reminisce about something that happened whilst I was working with Lloyds Bank. Every time that there was a financial crisis during my time with the bank, these seemed to occur late September to late October. And strangely enough, according to some, it really took them by surprise, that happened every 7 years. Now, they didn't always happen at the required time. Sometimes it happened a little earlier in the summer, but normally it was late summer to early autumn. And here we are in Luke chapter 21, and reading verse 32 is the timeline. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Although Jesus was speaking to his disciples 2,000 years ago, it was to our generation today that he was speaking. Each week that goes by, we find some new story that should make people actually stop and stare and say, what on earth is going on? Economic crises are followed by war. Gold has value, but men's lives do not. At least, that is a statement of those of the political elite who hide behind the scenes as puppeteers, who believe that it is they who are pulling the strings of world events. So here we are, in the throes of yet another financial crisis, which is going to be far worse than the crises of 1924 and 1929, and far more devastating than 2008. And things will only get worse. And normally, we can say, yes, it did. We think it can get no longer get worse. We turn around, and it really has. Now, we in the church must be watching as the world events unfold. There's a team working tirelessly to find the news behind the scenes. Some of us remember hearing the voice of Mr. Herbert Armstrong as he thundered out the warning messages. Many others remember reading the articles in The Plain Truth as they came hot off the press, and the church booklets sending out the warning, a warning of the rewards to the English-speaking world for turning its back on its God. And a quote from The Plain Truth. Over 50 years ago, the warning went out in The Plain Truth magazine. So long as present German prosperity continues, the Nazi takeover will not be possible, but should any severe threat to that hard-won prosperity come, the picture will change, and change violently in Germany. Remember, it was after the crash of the disastrous stock market crashes of 1924 and 1929 that fanned the flames of violence in Germany to pave the way for Hitler. History repeats itself, they say. And your Bible predicts a great trade war between the burgeoning economic power in Europe and the United States. It predicts terrible financial collapse for this country, and that was the United States. Make no mistake, Germany and all Europe would not escape unscathed in a hot trade war between the common market and the United States. Terrible economic disasters would result. And the result from such disasters a new Nazi Germany. That was from The Plain Truth of December 1963, page 48. It might be worth remembering that the Nazis were not defeated in 1945. It was the Germans that were defeated. The Nazis had already gone underground. Some fled to South America, but many remained in the Fatherland. Here, still in Luke chapter 21, and reading verse 32, the timeline again. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Brethren, we are that generation. Still in Luke chapter 21, but dropping down to verse 36, we are commanded to do two things. Deliverance is not automatic. We have our part to play. As I mentioned, the church has a dedicated team of news gatherers and watchers who ferret out the important news stories of the day. These news items are posted on the church website daily. Very often there is a selection of a dozen stories covering the important events and warnings which rarely make even the back pages of many daily newspapers today. So, Luke 21, verse 36, reads as follows. Watch you therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. There are forces at work on the structure of this planet, tectonic plates that do not just glide past each other. They collide, they grind into each other, they lock together, and then suddenly break and splinter, sometimes causing horrendous damage to the actual surface of the earth. There are weather patterns devastating whole nations. There are volcanoes just waiting to erupt. The east coast of North America, of the North American continent, being in the direct line of one such volcano situated on Tenerife. This is not even counting those wicked spirits in high places who are working out their demonic designs. Today we see two of the world's banks, one in China, grotesquely overlent and ready to implode, one in Germany, likely to collapse under the weight of its liabilities in the derivatives market. And it also has an inability to make its earnings through its traditional methods, using interest rates on loans. Then we read once more Mr. Armstrong's warning. So long as present German prosperity continues, the Nazi takeover will not be possible. But should any severe threat to that hard-won prosperity come, the picture will change, and change violently in Germany. Of all the people on the face of this planet, we, the brethren of God's Church, have been warned. We have been ordered to watch and to pray without ceasing. And we may be accounted worthy to escape those things which are about to befall this world. We stand at the close of an age. We see economic chaos in just about every nation. Some have taken steps to alleviate the coming crisis, but the crisis will be so severe that everyone will be affected in some way. A remilitarized Nazi Germany will arise from the economic wreckage of continental Europe, with a strong man at the helm, taking charge and controlling a 10-nation bloc, as prophesied. It will spell doom for the English-speaking world and other Israelitish nations. But what lies beyond is a future so wonderful that it defies imagination. He spoke to them a parable, "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see, and you know of your own selves, that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand."